Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More at dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday, January the 2nd, 2007. It's coming up on about 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. So did you redeem the gift card that you got for Christmas yet? Did you buy one for someone because you weren't exactly sure what your friend or family member would want for the holidays? The National Retail Federation predicted sales of gift cards to reach $24.8 billion in 2006. That's a nearly 35% increase over 2005, so they are definitely gaining in popularity. Even though there have been some news reports about how so many of these gift cards or gift certificates go unredeemed. And news stories about how some merchants reduce the value of the gift card over time. Ever get a gift card that expired before you remembered to use it? We'll talk with a state lawmaker who wants to impose some rules on the sales and redemptions of gift cards. And we'll wonder if you would agree or not with the legislation she plans to reintroduce this session. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, please use 263-1890. 263-1890, or you can send your question or comment via email. talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Peggy Krusik. She's a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, your bill regulates the sale and redemption of gift cards or gift certificates or anything like that. There's a few different ways. First off, it says here it would prohibit a merchant from failing to honor a valid gift obligation. Is this a problem?
Yes. I mean, the bill does several things. It prohibits the sale of gift cards that have expiration dates, and it prohibits the value of a gift card from being reduced with fees. And businesses must honor a valid gift card. And also, the bill also has a provision that it would prohibit the sale of gift cards within 60 days of a business going out of business.
I see. So if a business knows that it's going to be going out of business, it can't be selling gift cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there have been some incidents where somebody had a valid gift card. It wasn't expired, and a business would say, sorry, we don't feel like honoring that.
Well, what we want is that there would not be expiration dates or service fees on gift cards, and that basically if a person pays $50 for a gift card, they should be able to redeem it for the full value of $50.
Well, I would think that a lot of consumers would certainly be for that, but I know businesses complain that they have to close the books at the end of the year, and they say they can't have all these old gift cards floating out there that can be redeemed at any time. Do they have a valid concern?
Well, the fact is that there's an accounting principle that they can show that the gift card will be unredeemed, that they can write it off under an accounting principle. And the fact is also, in Wisconsin, it's estimated that about $11 million goes in unredeemed gift cards that businesses can't keep. Basically, this is the consumer's money. And what this bill is about is protecting consumers and making sure that Wisconsin businesses honor their obligations.
Yeah, so your bill would say if you sell a gift certificate or a gift card, it's good forever.
That's what the proposal did last year. Representative Sue Jeskowitz and I are working on the bill this session again. But basically, about 29 states now have consumer protection laws on gift cards. Another 5 ban service fees and expiration dates. And there's about 22 states that actually prohibit dates somewhere within a range of 0 to 7 years. And, you know, what I'd like to see happen in Wisconsin, again, is when a gift card says it's $50 on the front, it should be worth $50, no strings attached.
Yeah, and there are some businesses that have said, okay, it's $50 now, but if you don't use it, for 6 months, then it's going to be $45.
Exactly. 6 months or, you know, a year. You know, I've seen, you know, if you don't use it for 2 years, you're docked $2.50 per month in service fees. And I don't think that's right. And I do know that the State Consumer Protection Office does get complaints on gift cards, But right now, they can't really do anything. And that's why we need the legislation.
Yeah. Another state lawmaker was in the news recently saying that he would introduce a bill to give the state a cut of the unused gift cards. What do you think of that idea?
Well, it's something that obviously will be examined in the state legislature. Back in 2002, we changed Wisconsin's unclaimed property tax law, and it basically allowed retailers to keep all of the unused value of gift cards instead of turning the money over to the state treasurer. And at that time, there was about $849,000 that was returned to the state treasurer in unused gift cards. But right now it's the businesses that keep the money. And quite frankly, I think it's the consumers that pay for the gift cards, and they ought to be able to get the full value of the gift cards for which they pay for. Yeah.
We're talking with Peggy Krusik, a state representative from Milwaukee, who will reintroduce legislation this year to impose regulations on gift card or gift certificates, like prohibiting a merchant from reducing the value of a gift card over time or putting an expiration date on a gift card. We wonder if you agree with these regulations or not. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 2nd. We're talking about gift cards or gift certificates. The sales of gift cards have exploded over the past year, but are they worth as much as you think? Some merchants reduce the value of gift cards if they go unused over time. Some gift cards expire after a given period of time. We're talking with a state representative from Milwaukee, Peggy Krusik, who will reintroduce legislation that would impose some regulations on the sales of gift cards. It would say that gift cards cannot expire, and it would also prohibit the value of a gift card from being reduced over time. What do you think of this? 1-800-642-1234. Do you favor this legislation or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Did you receive a gift card over the holidays? Do you like getting these gift cards? Do you purchase them for others? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Should a gift card that says it's worth $50 always be worth $50? That's what our guest says. Our first caller is Tom in Franklin. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I fully support this situation because prime example is my father went ahead and had been given a gift card for a considerable amount of money, which was, I believe, $150. And my mom went to go utilize it, and the merchant had told them that due to the fact that a year had elapsed, that the gift card was worth nothing. And so, I mean, and it was given to him as a gift as a retirement. And so, I mean, here's a prime example of where someone walks away with $150, basically. And, you as a consumer has nothing, you know. So yeah. There's got to be some type of repercussion for us as a consumer to fall back on.
Yeah, it sure rubs us the wrong way, doesn't it, Representative Krusik?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one example. But, last year, the Department of Trade, Agriculture, and Consumer Protection estimated that Wisconsin consumers lose $11 million per year due to gift card expiration dates. And that's what this bill is about. It's about protecting consumers.
Yeah. And Tom, thanks very much. And the reason why the gift card wasn't used for more than a year?
Dad had a stroke.
Yeah, I saw that on the computer screen, and I think that that's, you know, it even shows the circumstances were such that he didn't, you know, Peggy Krusek, that he had a stroke and he couldn't use it, and then when it finally was able to be redeemed, it wasn't worth anything.
And that's unfortunate, and we have to change that.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Tom, for the call. John in New Berlin is with us now. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree. I think there shouldn't be any restrictions. The last caller, I was about to say that there's a prime example, but I thought the gentleman, his father would have just forgotten, but obviously he had a stroke, so that's an isolated situation. But my point is that people forget, and they put him in a drawer, and they wait 6 months, and they, oh, here I have it, and it's, or even a year, and that puts a burden on the store that gave them the gift card. They can't hold those things that long. The people that get them should read what the restrictions are and use it right away rather than hoarding it for 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I don't think there should be any restrictions.
Well, I appreciate your calling in, John, but why do you think this is a burden on the business?
Well, they have to keep records and of who has what and make sure that there isn't any kind of crime being, you know, that it was a stolen or something like that. So it seems to me that the person that gives out the gift cards has more of a burden than the person that has them. Well, the person that has them, just go and spend it. Read the back. If it's 2 months, well, then you've got to think about it and purchase something in 2 months. And if you don't, well, you can always say, well, it's not my money, and next time tell the person that sent it to you not to do that anymore.
Yeah, just read the fine print, Peggy Krusek. The consumer, you know, can do that much, is what John is saying.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, and you talk about, you know, that it's a burden on businesses, but the fact is, I hope businesses are keeping really good records, because if they ought to. And unredeemed, you know, gift card liability, it can be written off the books. In fact, Home Depot wrote $43 million in unredeemed gift cards off their books. And, you know, sometimes kids, they'll save up gift cards until they are able to get the bigger purchase at a store for the stereo they want or whatever. But then, you know, it takes time between birthdays and communions and whatnot until they're able to save up these gift cards, and then when they take them all in to find out that they have expiration dates, I don't think that's right. So many people will go and use the gift card right away, but, you know, again, you know, I've seen information as far as up to 19% of the gift cards do go unredeemed due to expiration dates, and somebody paid for that gift card. Grandma may have paid $50 for that gift card, and Grandma wants to be sure that their grandchild receives $50 worth on that gift card. And, you know, again, I see it as a consumer protection bill, and also that the businesses ought to honor their obligations.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, you know, I've never been a very good bookkeeper, but let's say I close the books for a year or I balance my checkbook, and then all of a sudden someone comes up to me and says, you know, here, you know, give me this. Isn't that going to throw off my books that if, you know, after a year or whenever the expiration date is, all of a sudden I get presented with this gift card when I've closed my books?
Well, right now they have to keep good books, good mm-hmm. records. I mean, you know, they know what's out there. They file tax reports. And, you know, I see it as a cost of doing business. And, you know, the reason, again, to have no expiration dates is to protect consumers. Somebody paid for that gift card. The businesses have the money. In Wisconsin, consumers lose about $11 million per year due to expiration dates on gift cards. And I think the money belongs in the consumer's hand to purchase the good or the service that they have with the gift card.
Thanks a lot, John, for the call. Sean in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Sean, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, I think I support the bill there. It's like a comment a caller or so ago where he was saying you ought to be responsible by reading the fine print. That's true, but you know, if somebody pays for something like that, they're expecting to get some services out of it, and if they don't redeem it within a certain amount of time, they don't get no services, but the company walks away with the money. So, but we just got a Red Lobster $50 card and for Christmas for my parents, and my parents were saying that if we don't use it in a year, then every month after that year, they reduce the value of it, $1 per $5 of the value, and that way every month after that until it's not good anymore. And yeah. I think, well, geez, you know, that's that's kind of lame. They paid $50 for the thing, and then, you know, if you don't get a chance to get over to Red Lobster anytime soon, you know, and it goes over a year, then it starts reducing its value, and they just put out $50 for nothing.
Yeah. Are you going to get over to Red Lobster pretty soon, Sean?
I don't know. I drive trucks, so it's not very often I get there. But,
yeah, that's it. Yeah. So yeah, it's full value for a year, but then after that, it starts losing. Yeah, and that's what you want to stop, Peggy Krusek.
Right, and actually, the idea for the bill came. I was talking to senior citizens, and we had just started talking about, you know, expiration dates, and that's where I first became aware of services, because when I was talking with the seniors, a lot of them did have gift certificates for different various restaurants, and they started pulling them out, saying, "Well, this one loses the service fee for this amount of time, or whatnot." And hence, you know, came the legislation to change that.
Yeah. Sean, thanks very much for calling in. Dennis in Delavan is with us. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I have a related issue. Recently, I bought a watch at Sears, and the watch proved to be unsuitable as a gift. So I took it back, and instead of getting my money back, I was given a gift card. I didn't want the gift card, but I was told that this is the policy at Sears. And I've been trying to spend down that card since, and I find it a nuisance. I think that should be addressed in this bill, too.
Oh, so this is on an exchange. You wanted to return a gift, and they said, here's a gift card, rather than just give your money back.
Well, yes, it was a gift that I had purchased.
Yeah, I see. So I
had spent the cash originally.
Yeah.
In the
So that's more of that's part of a store's, I don't know, return policy, Peggy Crusoe?
Right. I would think that would be a store's return policy. You know, sometimes if you have a receipt, they'll give you the value back. But if you don't have a receipt, then they'll give you a gift card. But that is a store policy. It's something we can look at as far as legislation, but my understanding is that would be a store policy.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dennis, for the call. Sorry about that. Colin in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple quick comments. On this issue with the gift cards, what it strikes me as a consumer is we have companies that charge us a fee to be able to use their money on a yearly basis, and now they want to charge us a fee for them being able to use our money. Second quick comment is on an earlier caller was talking about businesses having to keep records on this. Well, in this day and age of barcodes and computers and sophisticated software, I find that statement to be rather peculiar. I'll take any responses on the phone.
Yeah, thanks very much, Colin. We're almost at news time, so I'll have our guest respond to your comments after news. Peggy Krusek is with us. She is a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee. She will be reintroducing legislation this session to impose some regulations on gift cards. The merchants who sell gift cards, like not having the gift card reduce in value over time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 6:36 on this Tuesday, January the 2nd. We're talking about that gift card that you probably received or maybe gave over the holidays. We're talking with a state lawmaker, a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee, Peggy Krusek, who plans to reintroduce some legislation that would impose some regulations on the sellers of gift cards. What this legislation would do, or at least what the bill last year would have done, it would prohibit a merchant from failing to honor a valid gift card or gift certificate. It would prohibit selling a gift card that has an expiration date. It would prohibit a merchant from reducing the value of a gift card. Some merchants say if it's not used for a certain period of time, they'll impose a fee and reduce the value of the gift card. That would not be allowed under this legislation. And it says here, furthermore, when a person redeems a gift obligation and the resulting balance of the gift card is then less than $5, the bill would require the merchant to give back the balance in cash if that's what the recipient wants. We wonder what you think of this legislation, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Should a gift card for, say, $50 always be worth $50? And should that gift card never be able to expire? We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest about gift cards, which are exploding in terms of sales. The National Retail Federation predicted that the sales of gift cards would reach $24.8 billion in 2006. That's a nearly 35% increase over 2005. Peggy Krusek, we had a caller just before news time, Colin in Green Bay, who supported your legislation. He thought it was just ridiculous that a merchant should charge a fee upon, you know, already receiving money for the gift card and then start, you know, charging a fee if this gift card goes unused. Do you want to comment on his comments?
Right. I mean, it's simply, I don't think it's right. It's not in the interest of consumers in the state of Wisconsin. And it's the shopper's money that paid for the gift card, and they ought to get the full value of the gift card. And they should be, businesses ought to be keeping good records as far as what's redeemed and what's not redeemed. Yeah. It's the cost of doing business.
Yeah, you also mentioned, Colin, that with the computers and software and the technology today, it is not that big of a burden on businesses to keep records of this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. We'll go back to the phones and take Mike in Menominee, Michigan. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering about rebate checks. Should you not include that in your bill? Because I believe that most rebate checks have an expiration date, and I believe payroll checks. And even the government return checks also have an expiration date on them.
Yeah, so you're just saying that expiration dates are not uncommon. Is that what your point is, Mike?
Correct.
Yeah, a lot of rebate checks and even payroll checks have expiration dates on them. Peggy Krusek, why just pick on gift cards?
Right. I mean, this bill's draft is similar to other states that are dealing with basically gift cards for services or merchandise. It does not address payroll checks. That's not in the legislation.
Yeah, your bill, at least the bill last year, also did not apply to nonprofit organizations that issue gift certificates.
Right, right. The bill, if somebody donates a gift certificate below face value to a charity, it does exempt those sort of donations.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing we didn't talk about in our first half hour was this. If the gift card just has $5 or less left on it after a purchase, this would require that $5 or less to be returned in cash if that's what I want?
Right. That was the legislation last year. Some of the provisions are being discussed this session with businesses, legislators, and others. But last year we did have it that if you had $5 or less coming back, that you'd be, if you asked for it, that you would receive the cash back.
Yeah, because so many times, I know this has happened to me, you just have a couple of dollars left on a card and you don't, you know, you might just, you don't want to go back and make another purchase and then, you know, dish out your own money to actually make that purchase.
Right, exactly. It happens. You know, there's a dollar remaining.
Yeah.
You know, it happens oftentimes.
Yeah. It did not pass last year. It didn't get out of whatever committee it was in. Do you think it has a better chance this year? Because
I sure do. I'm very optimistic this year that there will be a bill that does pass both houses of the legislature. And last year, the bill did garner over 70 legislators as co-sponsors of the legislation. So it's a signal the time has come to regulate gift card transactions in the state of Wisconsin, and to do something on service fees and expiration dates.
Yeah. Kevin in Madison is with us now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Joy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what's
up? Can you
hear
me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I work in retail, Joy, and I agree with her bill and the protections, and I agree with everybody what they're saying. I think maybe as a compromise, it might be reasonable to add an expiration date of, say, 5 years. With today's technology, it doesn't take much to keep those records, and the bookkeeping is not an issue. The only other thing, and I'll take my comments off the air, the gentleman from Sears, I understand his frustration. However, to legislate a store's exchange policy and to get that deep into business is kind of a iffy thing. I do kind of disagree with that. And bottom line, anybody, you have a choice. You have a choice not to go there. Thanks, Joy.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. And
thank you.
Peggy Krusek?
Right. I mean, it is a choice whether to purchase a gift card or not. And more and more people are purchasing gift cards, more so than buying clothing in a store. And having no expiration dates is what the consumers do want. In the end, in the legislature, things happen by compromise. It's not a sure thing. You know, we'll have no expiration date. There's discussions taking place on the bill right now, and I'm hopeful it's definitely a long enough period of time that does pass. Or, I mean, the best situation would be no expiration dates in my mind, mm-hmm. and no service fees. And we'll just have to see what happens in committee if we do end up having some sort of time frame similar to other states as well with, 5 years, 7 years expiration date. Until we get into the committee and see where the support is, time will tell.
Yeah, and you're not talking about regulating a store's exchange policy.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we did get a caller who couldn't wait through the newscast who wanted to relay this story that her husband got a gift card. I'm not going to name the business, I guess, just mm-hmm. because I don't know for sure. Got a gift card from a home improvement store. And mm-hmm. But apparently the $500 gift card had to be used at one time, or you lost what was left over on the card. That seems pretty ridiculous. So, you know, you had to spend the full $500 in the one shopping trip, not to come back later and buy other things. Doesn't that seem unreasonable?
I haven't heard that before.
No.
That's something that would definitely have to be looked into.
Yeah.
As far as policy.
The next is Natalie in Lake Geneva. Hi, Natalie. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I think the reason for these restrictions actually have to do with multinational corporations that cannot post the actual income for the gift card from an accounting standpoint to their books as income till the card is redeemed. They get the money, they probably get the interest for the money, but they want to get that money in the accounting side of income. And if you think about a multinational like Circuit City or Home Depot, they want that money on the income side of the ledger as quick as possible. I'm not a CPA, but I worked a lot with people that use the SAP and Oracle accounting software. And if you think of the magnitude of money of all these gift cards floating around, you know, all over the place, they want that as income. It has a big impact on quarter-end earnings and whatnot on Wall Street. So that is what I think is going on with wanting to reduce that liability that's out there floating around in plastic gift cards.
Yeah, and by putting an expiration date on it, then they can have that income sooner.
Right.
In terms of the accounting, even though they actually already got the cash for it.
Sure. Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with keeping track of where the gift card is. They could care less where the gift card is. They want to know that they can put that on the ledger as income.
Yeah. Peggy Krusek?
Right. Mm-hmm. The quicker they can redeem it or at least establish that it won't be redeemed, then they can remove it from their books.
Yeah. We're talking with Peggy Krusek. She's a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee who will reintroduce legislation this year to impose some regulations on merchants who sell gift cards or gift certificates. She would like, ideally, that there be no expiration date or service fee on a gift card. But it's currently in negotiations, so to speak. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 2nd. We're talking about proposed legislation that would put some regulations on gift cards or gift certificates that are sold by merchants, like not having an expiration date on the gift card, like not allowing a merchant to reduce the value of a gift card if it's not used over time. We wonder if you support this concept or not. Do you think we need this legislation or not? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. We have an open line now for you. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our guest is Peggy Krusek, who is a Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee. And Representative Krusek, what sorts of penalties would be in store for merchants who don't follow the rules?
The penalties are consistent with current other state consumer protection laws, and they include forfeitures up to $10,000, and also it allows shoppers to sue to recover twice what they lost, or a $200 penalty for each violation.
Yeah. Another aspect of the bill that was last year, in session last year, was that it would require a merchant to disclose the date and when the gift card was issued and the remaining balance. Apparently, that sometimes is an issue for people, too.
Right. There was another bill that would basically require the expiration dates of fees to be conspicuously disclosed to a shopper. However, conspicuously disclosed wasn't defined, so that could be a verbal disclosure bill, and I think that's woefully inadequate. I think what we need in the state of Wisconsin is no expiration dates or service fees on gift cards.
Yeah. Ron in Beaver Dam is with us now. Hi, Ron. You're on the air.
Well, hi. Thank you for taking my comments. Part of what I'm looking at is I am giving a check to a niece and a nephew, and my nephew took over 7 months to cash the check, and I knew after a month I was calling him quite frequently to ask if he was going to cash the check. So I think to expect the retailers to hold these gift cards for so long is really unrealistic. I mean, within 12 months, if an individual doesn't have the opportunity to purchase the or redeem the gift card, I don't see how we could realistically expect realtors to hold these or retailers to hold these gift cards open indefinitely. And the other aspect is, if it was a wrapped gift, would you really wait over 12 months to open the gift? And I guess I'll take my comment off the air, but mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Representative Krusek?
Well, if it's a wrapped gift, it'd be a big surprise. You know, 1 year or no expiration dates, the bottom line is, you know, businesses are moving to gift cards. There's a reason. That's what consumers want, you know, because they don't know what to choose for somebody that they think that might be the more thoughtful gift at times. And you know, I think businesses are doing it, you know, to please the consumer. Well, if you want to please the consumer, you let the consumer keep their money. It's the shopper's money. They paid for the gift card. When grandma bought the gift card for their grandchild, it was with the intent that it was going to be $50, just like if you had to give somebody a check for $50. It's worth $50 at the time you cash it. The same should apply for a gift card, no matter when you redeem your gift card.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Ron, for the call. Randy in Laval, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, first of all, I'm in favor of the legislation. I think it will increase the customer base of that business. I think it's a very pro-business piece of legislation. It's just customer-oriented. The more customer-oriented we can be, the more customers we'll generate for Wisconsin. I think these things are looked at negatively. I got a gift card once. I'm not going to mention the company. The company's very positive about it. They let me add back to the balance if I want to. I just think they have no trouble tracking it. They never would take away from the balance. If I don't use it for a year, I've had it now a couple of years, I go in anywhere, any store, I just think it's a very positive piece of legislation. You don't dare regulate anything today, so you're fighting an uphill battle. But I think it's very pro-business once the businesses get into it. It's just something I admire you for taking it on. So,
Thank you for calling. But, yeah, you say that you really like this business because it has it lets you do whatever you want with your gift card. Why do you suppose it is that more businesses don't do that?
I just think they haven't had experience with it. It's like everything else. They look at things like that. We don't like change. We tend to look at things negatively. It's like the enemy is there first. And if they look at it positively, it needs regulation first. Hey, it's why we're leaders in Wisconsin on everything else. First of all, we'll just give a little leadership to it. Hey, we'll attract customers from every other state. It's a positive thing. That's how I look at it. I've had good experience with it. Matter of fact, I got the balance on my gift card built way up now. I've been adding to it just because I use it. I tend to build it up and then use it down at Christmas time. Now I've had it a couple of years. That particular business is so good about it, I can go to any of their stores and add to it. And so, I just think once businesses get into them, this is a very good piece of legislation.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy. I'm not sure I understand what you mean about building it up. You mean you just give them more money so they add more money to your gift card?
Yeah, they add to my balance.
Yeah, all right. Peggy Krusek, what's your reaction to
it? I appreciate your comment. You know, it is pro-business. You know, it's pro-consumer. It's pro-business. And bless the heart of businesses that are operating under no expiration dates. And when a customer does come in, that they do honor it even though they have an expiration date. That's pro-business. That's pro-consumer. And that's what we ought to be doing. You know, the consumer comes first. And, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm going to relay a story. Somebody who works here talked about a gift certificate that she received for a massage. And she knew she had it, but she just, you know, one thing led to another. She kind of forgot about redeeming it, felt a little bit uncomfortable about maybe getting the massage, and then decided, all right, I'm going to do it. It was the day after it expired, and that business said, nope, it's not good anymore. We're not going to honor it. And now she, you know, has really a bad feeling toward that business. So you'd think that a business would realize that it's not a good business practice to not honor something like that.
Exactly. They want to keep your business. They want to bring in business. You know, you want to serve the customer coming in to the best way possible because you want to keep their business and you want them to spend more. So why not let them use that, you know, that gift card that is one, you know, day, you know, mm-hmm. late, you know, because I'd say, come on in. We will please you. We want your business and we want you to come back again. You're absolutely right. That is a good business practice.
Yeah. Bonnie in Eau Claire is with us next. Hi, Bonnie. You're on the air.
Yes. My objection is that I went to purchase some gift cards for my great-grandchildren. And I was charged almost as much to purchase the gift cards as the gift card was. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, well, why is this? And they said, well, we're an organization. It's not the mall itself. They hire this organization that comes in and does this. And it was $3.50 for a $5 gift card. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. And I don't think that should be allowed.
So right, for mall cards, that'd be an upfront fee, and the legislation does not address that, that because you do know upfront mm-hmm. what you're paying for that mall card, for example, and the legislation does not cover that.
We only have about a minute or so to go, Representative Krusek. Tell us, where this bill goes from here.
Well, the bill, the legislature reconvenes in session this week. Tomorrow, we're all sworn into office for a new 2-year legislative term in the Assembly, 4 years for Senate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful, you know, that the legislation, once it's introduced, and we work with various groups from senior citizens, to university students and others, that we are able to lengthen or have no expiration dates and service fees for people in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, happy new term to you.
Thank you very much.
Peggy Krusek, Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee, talking with us about the legislation she plans to reintroduce that would impose some regulations on the sale of gift cards in Wisconsin. That's right. The legislators are getting sworn in this week. So will the governor and other constitutional officers. We will, by the way, be carrying live coverage of the inauguration ceremonies tomorrow at noon. That's when the governor's inauguration takes place. Tomorrow at noon, we will carry live coverage of that ceremony and the addresses that happen, and talk more about the issues facing state government in the year to come on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.